It's important that you and I learn to control our thought life.
Yes, sir.
And be people who understand that if we don't control our thought life, it's going to hinder our faith in our hearts.
Then
let's go over to Matthew chapter number 6. That'd be a better place to start. I just had to get started. I just had to start sharing it. Matthew chapter number 6 is an area where where Jesus talks about our thought life in the context of our faith. And we've shared about this much in the past, but we haven't shared it much recently, and I'm convinced that this is something that we've got to keep on feeding on. It's something that I see creeping into my life if I don't stay focused on it from time to time. I see it creeping into other people's lives. I see the enemy, because this is one of his favorite strategies, is to start working on people's thoughts, and they don't recognize what's happening. They don't know why they're starting to have anxiety issues, and even, you know, they're losing their peace.
Yeah, sure.
And there's just things going on, that, and their faith doesn't seem to be working right. And I'm convinced that regularly we've got to come back to this subject of the thought life. And many Christians think that if you talk about the thought life, then you're, you know, kind of into Christian Science, or you're kind of outside of the Word or something like that. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible talks about our thought life over and over and over and over again. You and I have got to continually sneak up on ourselves and check up on ourselves, see what we're thinking about. This is the mind is the devil's playground. This is where, because Satan can't contact you as a believer from any other realm than your mind or your flesh. He doesn't live on the inside of you. He cannot talk to you or bind you in your spirit. He talks from outside. How many of you know Satan's living out here? He's called the prince of the power of the air. He's not on the inside of us. He's on the outside. And to contact us, he's got to contact us from the outside. Now, don't misunderstand me. He tries to get into believers' minds. But unless we give him place, he cannot, through thoughts, through taking his thoughts, he cannot have access to our being. And in Matthew 6, Jesus talks about the thought life. And one of the verses that Jesus talks about the thought life, and I think it's very interesting and important, especially verse number 31. If you look through Matthew 6, Jesus says this over and over again, take no thought, take no thought, take no thought. And then he gets to verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? In other words, where are we going to get food? Or, you know, what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Or let's just add some things maybe we might can identify with a little bit more. Where are we going to get the money to do this or do that? You understand what I'm talking about? Jesus said these thoughts come to us, and we have to get good at not taking them. If you're going to win in standing against the enemy, you're going to have to recognize the arenas that he comes to you in. I didn't grow up in a church that taught me anything about how the, you know, because the Bible said don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. I didn't grow up in a church that taught me how Satan works. In fact, we didn't, you know, we thought if you just don't talk about the devil, he'll go away. You just act like he doesn't exist and he'll go away, except we were all oppressed in our minds by everything he was saying to us. You know what I'm talking about? He didn't go away. He took advantage of ignorance. You understand? So we, in the denomination I grew up in, we never talked about Satan or his strategies or we're not talking about these things in order to glorify Satan. We're talking about them to give him no place.
Yes,
to pull the wool off of people's eyes that he's put over their eyes to keep them bound. Amen. Where, because the Bible said, don't give place to him because we're not ignorant of his devices. Ignorance of his strategies gives place to him. And we as believers have the authority to not give him place. And but we have to be knowledgeable of how to do that. So notice Jesus said here in Matthew chapter number 6, verse 31, therefore take no thought saying, what shall we eat or wherewith? Or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? So, and we could talk a lot more about everything he's saying there. But notice he said, don't take these thoughts, meaning that there are thoughts being presented to you. And you need to pay attention to the fact that whether they come from God or whether they come from the enemy. And you need to know which ones to take. And you need to know where God's thoughts come from. And where the enemy's thoughts come from. The enemy's not on the inside of you. He's out here. They come against your mind from the outside. God or the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, live on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit. And that's where the thoughts that come from God come from. They come from down on the inside of you. I'm not pointing up here because the Bible said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inner parts of the belly. And Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. He's talking about out of your spirit. The spirit of man's the core of his being, not his mind. Amen. I said amen. In order to walk by faith, faith is of the heart. Bible said, you know, Romans 10:10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confesses is made unto salvation. We don't believe God with our minds. We believe God with our hearts. Remember the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean unto your own understanding. Don't lean to your own. So there's a difference between your heart and your mind or your understanding. If you want to locate your spirit man, be better at locating your spirit man, pray much in other tongues. Because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 14:14, if I speak in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. So where you're getting that utterance is your spirit, because the Holy Spirit is giving your spirit utterance to pray in other tongues. It's not coming out of your mind, because he said, my mind is unfruitful. My, King James says understanding, but it's the mind. The mind is unfruitful. In other words, the mind is not the source of that. The mind is not producing that. The thought, the utterances, the words I'm speaking are not coming from my mind. Amen. There's no bondage like being locked up in your mind and you can't get unhooked from it and hooked up down here. There's no bondage like that. I know of Christians that have lived their whole life in their mind. Their whole life in their mind. And they struggle with faith. Because faith wasn't, your mind was not designed to conduct faith. You trust with your heart even when your mind doesn't understand. That's faith. Getting unhooked from the mind, what your mind cannot calculate and is trying to grasp to understand. You got to get unhooked from that and just trust what he said down in here. Trust what the word says down in here. And when doubtful questions come to your mind in order to, try to get you back in your mind, try to figure out what your mind can't figure out, when doubtful questions come, you got to learn not to let them pull you back into the mental and start asking doubtful questions. Because Jesus said, don't take doubt from doubtful questions. That's what he's talking about, worried questions here. Take no thought saying. He's talking about worried, doubtful thoughts. Saying, where are we going to get the money? How many of you know God's realm is not the realm of questions, it's the realm of answers. Questions start with how, when, where is it going to come from? On and on and on. You're not called to answer all those questions. You're called to give those questions God's answer. And hold the devil on the outside rather than messing with your mind, tormenting your mind. I'm glad I took a moment to find the right place to start. Hallelujah. Because Satan will whip you in your mind.
That's right.
He'll outthink you.
Yeah.
He'll question you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Really, to be honest with you, you only have one question to answer. He'll bring many questions, but there's only one you need to answer, and that is, what did God say?
Yes. Amen.
What did God say? And just keep taking him back to what God said, what God said, what God said, what God said. Jesus said here, take no thought saying, and he illustrated a good illustration, an example for us how to do that in Luke chapter number 4, whenever he said, Satan came tempted him in Luke 4. Three different temptations we have record of. The Bible said there was more, 40 days tempted, but we have record of three of them. And Satan kept saying, if you be the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right? Or he would say, turn this stone into bread, cast yourself off the pinnacle of the temple, so forth and so on. Those were all doubts about him, whether he was really the Son of God. If you be the Son of God. They're doubts in the form of a question. Are you really the Son of God? Prove it. Isn't that right? That's basically what he's doing. He's trying to get him to... He's trying to remember how he go over to 2 Corinthians. Go over to 2 Corinthians. I was going to start there. Now we're here. Praise the Lord. Over in 2 Corinthians, we have record the New Testament account or New Testament expository, you could say, or commentary on Satan tempting Adam and Eve, especially Eve. It says here in 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. Did I tell you which chapter? 2 Corinthians chapter number, where am I at here? Chapter number 3, excuse me. It says, no, that's not it. Why am I having trouble tonight finding the right references? Chapter number 11, that's where it is. Chapter 11, verse number 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds... I don't like talking about mind and the mind in the church. Well, the Bible talks about the mind. So your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Notice how Satan got this thing down here messed up to begin with. By bringing something to someone's mind. A suggestion. A thought. You remember what happened. The Bible said God told him, he made the garden, put everything in it, and said, you may eat of all these herbs, but of the tree of the, and trees, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. That's simple. It's not hard. And so they're going, cool, fine, we won't eat of it. Except Satan comes along and says, has God said? Remember that? And she answered. She said, yeah, you know, he said, of all of them, but this one. Well, Satan said, really, because remember, he made further comments to Eve. Really, God knows the day you eat of that, your eyes are going to be open and you have knowledge of good and evil, just like he does. And in other words, basically, he's trying to keep you from being like him. He's trying to keep you from further knowledge. He doesn't want you to know some things. What did that put in her? That put a suspicion in her.
Yes.
That put a doubt in her through a question.
Yes.
Put a question on the inside of her. How many of you know faith doesn't have... Number one, God doesn't have any questions.
Right.
And his realm doesn't have any questions. And neither does faith.
That's right.
Amen. And when we're walking by faith, all the questions that come to our mind have to be answered.
Yes.
Answered with what? Just like Jesus in Luke 4. God, this is what God has said.
Yes.
Remember Jesus said, because Satan kept coming? And people say, well, Satan appeared to him. No, well, he's tempted just like we are.
Right.
In all points, just like we are. Satan doesn't appear to us.
No, right.
He just comes with thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So Jesus was tempted with, these were thoughts coming. Yes, they were coming from Satan, but they're coming to Jesus' mind. You know, if you be the Son of God, in other words, these thoughts were coming, doubts were coming that he was the Son of God.
Yeah.
And suggestions of the enemy that were producing questions.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
were coming to his mind.
Yeah.
And what did Jesus say every time? It is written.
It is written.
It is written.
It is written.
He answered the doubt. He answered the questions with what the Word said. And Eve should have done the same thing. Rather than say, ooh, now there's a thought I haven't had. Maybe. No, no maybes. Amen. She should have answered that. What should she have answered it with? What God said. What God said is sufficient to answer every question. It's sufficient to answer every question. Amen. Just, you don't have to be smart. You just have to say what God said. Just say what God said.
That's right.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, but, you know, your grandpa had it.
Yeah, come on.
No, what are you going to do about it? It's in your genes. It is written, by his stripes, I was healed.
Amen.
We're not talking about genetics. We're talking about the Word here.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It'll answer every question.
Yes.
Just hold him in the arena of the Word.
Yeah.
Hold him in the arena of faith.
Yes. Yes.
Don't let him get you in the arena of a lot of questions. Your mind going, trying to figure stuff out.
Amen.
Amen. If you've ever fought the good fight of faith, you know what I'm talking about. So, 1 Timothy 1:4 says something very interesting concerning the way these things work and how Satan works. It says, every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. Talking about, you know, some people say, don't eat this, don't eat that. And they're saying it because, not because of good dietary practices, they're saying it because of legalities.
Right.
Don't eat this, don't eat that, so forth and so on. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. Excuse me. Where am I? Again, I'm in the wrong reference. I'm just having a good night tonight. Okay, it's 1 Timothy. Did I say 1 Timothy? Yeah, Pastor, you said 1 Timothy. All right, 1 Timothy 1:4. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions. Which minister questions. Say minister questions. There's certain things, if you keep hearing them, they'll hold you in questions. Rather than giving you answers.
Come on now.
I said they'll keep giving you questions and they'll hold you in the arena of doubt. The context here is people going back trying to figure out through genealogies who begat who, whether Jesus was the Christ or not.
Amen.
Rather than just taking the Word of God for it. What did the Word say in the Old Testament? Because they didn't have the New Testament yet. They're still looking in the Old Testament. What did the Word say in the Old Testament? Well, he'd be virgin born. Well, he checks that one.
Yeah.
In fact, that ought to settle it right there, period.
Yeah.
You know? But you can go back and read. Somebody said there's so many thousand prophecies in the Old Testament about Jesus. It's amazing. It's the statistical chance of him meeting every one of them is like off the charts.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
But he met every single one of them, proving he's the Son of God.
Yeah,
but, you know, who was it? Who was Joseph's grandpa? And who was that man's grandpa? And just going into genealogy. Forget all that stuff.
Come on.
Stay out of the natural and stay with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
The Bible does give us genealogy and it proves out, so it doesn't matter anyhow. All right, chapter 1, verse 4. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions. Stay away from things that just keep making you have more questions. Minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. In other words, I was reading this one day and two words stood out to me. Endless, verse 4, endless, underline endless, and then questions. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, the questions of your head are endless. You get one answer. Your head just keeps having... You know why the head keeps having questions? It's because Satan keeps throwing them at you. Throwing them at you. God's not throwing continual questions at you. He's throwing answers at you. Amen. So the questions of the head are endless. And you'll never get into faith if you stay in your head. You'll never settle anything. You got to get to a place in faith. Whenever you're walking by faith, you got to get to a place where it's done. It's settled. I am. This is true. No more yeah, but what abouts. Yeah, but what abouts are doubts. And you got to hold the enemy in the arena of the Word's answers rather than just keep letting him harass you in your mind with questions. Oh, well, I'm going to get some help tonight myself. You got to settle it. Yeah, if you don't settle some things, you'll just have ongoing questions. You know, people, they say, because they take offense with us saying, well, you know, this world was created by God saying, and it was. Yeah, but explain that. I don't have to explain it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. You start trying to explain everything, you're going to get brain locked. God didn't see fit to explain everything. He could if he wanted to. He could explain everything. But it'd go right over our head, probably. He would say, let me explain how this works. First of all, and that'll be the last thing we understood. Then it was from then on. Just... Amen. Somebody said, yeah, but what about the Big Bang? Because they know now there was somewhere back there was a Big Bang. Yeah, God said, and bang, it happened. Mic drop, boom. Amen. You just got to settle some things. But I don't understand. Well, do like the Bible said over there when it comes to creation. Hebrews 11. Through faith, we understand. Somebody said, do you understand that? Yeah. Well, explain it to me. Here's how it happened. God said, let there be. Bam, it was. But I don't understand. You don't have to understand more than that. But what about this? What about this? You're going to get out of faith. You're going to get out of faith. I said, you're going to get out of faith. You don't have to explain everything. Someone said, I'm healed. Yeah, but when? And yeah, but how? And yeah. Just get out of all that. Oh, somebody's going to get free tonight. I'm telling you, somebody's going to get free tonight. You don't have to answer. Jesus had Pharisees and religious people speaking for the devil, saying, asking them these questions. By what authority do you do this? And so forth and so on. And Jesus didn't feel like he had to answer everybody's questions. One time they said, what authority do you do this by? And he said, okay, I'll ask you a question. If you can answer my question, then I'll answer your question. The baptism of John, where did it come from? They got in the religious huddle and blah, 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 blah. Well, we can't say that because he'd say, well, why didn't you believe him then? We can't say the other because the people get mad. They believe he's a prophet. We don't know. They come back and gave Jesus their answer. We don't know. Jesus said, I don't give you my answer to your question either. There's just some people, you just don't owe them an explanation of everything.
That's right.
Except the Word says. Hallelujah. Oh, it'll free you up if you practice it. So there's just going to be endless questions. You never will get to the end of it. You know why? In fact, I watched this one day in healing school, and the Lord started opening my eyes. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, back years ago in healing school, Kenneth Hagin Ministries, I remember talking to people sometime. They after the service, they'd hear the Word, and after the service, they'd say, yeah, but what about this? Yeah, but what about that? And you'd give them the Word.
Yes, sir.
The Word. And they'd sit there for a moment, and then they'd, yeah, but what about this? And I'd answer their question, except I kept getting grieved on the inside.
Yes, sir.
I thought I was being sweet and kept on answering their questions. And finally I said, you know what? we're done with this conversation. Because as soon as I answer one question with the word, you sit and I can watch the next question hit your head, because Satan keeps bringing questions to your mind and you're just sitting there waiting for Satan to tell you or to give you the next question to ask. And that's going to be endless. If you don't get out of that pattern of listening to the questions of the enemy. What I was getting grieved about was I'm talking with a demon. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about or not. They're sitting there waiting for the next question to come to their mind. And the devil is just leading me into trying to explain anything. You don't have to explain everything. Well, I mean, you explain to me, would you? If I give 10% of my income to God, then how am I going to be further ahead? Would you please explain? I don't have to explain that to you. You just have to stop asking all the questions and start believing it. And take the word of God that says, if you do this, I'll make sure that you have more than enough. Yeah, but how does that work? That just doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to make dollars. You got it. And it's supposed to make faith. Everybody still out in church over here? If you want me to preach to you, sit on this side next time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. So this is why some people don't have any peace also. They just keep listening to these thoughts, these harassing things. They just keep coming. And I've learned this. You kick one out and another one will pull up. They get double parked on the highway to your ear and they just keep on coming. And when people just keep listening to these suggestions, listening to these questions, listening to these, all these things, they start going crazy after a while. I started going down that road. I know what it's like. Thank God for the word. Because I ain't crazy tonight. Hallelujah. I got a sound mind. Hallelujah. So God's really intended that you have peace as your companion down here in this life. But you're not going to have that if you don't learn to answer the devil's questions and suggestions and all that. You got to learn to exit the area and the mind's questions and get down into your spirit and dip down in here and start saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. Hallelujah. Poke your neighbor and say, you can do that. You God told you to do that. Praise God. If you learn to do that, you're learning to walk by faith. I'm going to say that one again. You learn to do that, you'll learn to walk by faith. You'll learn to walk by faith. You've got to settle some things. Amen. You'll never get into the faith if you just stay in the head and stay in the realm of questions. Hallelujah. Like I said, God doesn't have questions. You ever thought about that? He understands everything. He knows the how. He knows the when. He knows the where. He knows the why. He knows all those things. And so really, to walk by faith means we don't live in that realm where we just got question. And if we are, we're not getting those questions from heaven. You ever think about that? Did you get what I just said? Heaven doesn't have questions. And so when we have these, I'm talking about doubtful questions. You might have a legitimate question about what's the word say about that. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these doubtful things that just hold you in doubt, hold you in, I don't believe it yet. By the way, do you remember Zechariah whenever the angel appeared to Zechariah? That's John the Baptist's father. And he said, you're going to have a son and so forth. His name's going to be John. And he said, I don't remember. I had to look it up exactly how he said it. But something to this in Luke chapter number 1. I think it's in verse 30-something. Somewhere in there, I don't know exactly sure, but he said this something to the effect, how shall I know these things will be so? You got to watch when you start asking, how do I know this is true?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How many of you know he didn't get a wizzo button put on his lapel that said, faith man? That angel didn't compliment him on that. He got rebuked. That's not faith. I said, that's not faith. Basically, he's saying, give me a sign. Oh, he got a sign all right. He couldn't talk for what, 9 months or so. Okay. I rest my case. Praise the Lord. Heaven doesn't have any questions. Somebody said, what about Mary then? Mary asked, how shall these things be? She didn't say they won't be. Or prove it to me that they will be. She said, how shall they be? In other words, they're going to be so. I receive it. I believe it. Because you remember, Elizabeth, in a few verses, ministered to her by the spirit of prophecy and said, blessed is she that believed. There's going to be a performance of what she's received and believed. So Mary believed. That question was not an unbelief question. She just said, basically, she's just saying, I don't want to mess this up like Abraham and Sarah did. I just want to make sure that I'm supposed to go ahead and get married because she's about to get married to Joseph. So is this going to be through Joseph and I getting married? I just don't want to mess this up. Abraham and Sarah got in their mind and they created an Ishmael. I don't want to mess this up and create something that other than what you're... She just wanted to stay in the flow of God. That question was not doubt. It was just making sure I don't mess this up like Abraham and Sarah did. Obviously, that's the case because she didn't get rebuked. Yeah. She got a gentleman's answer to her question because it wasn't doubt.
Yeah, there you go.
She said, it will be so.
Yeah.
Be it unto me according to your word. I just don't want to mess this up. Make sure I understand this. I haven't known a man yet. How's this going to happen? How many of you know this never happened in history? And the angel said, no, it's going to be through the Holy Ghost coming on you and so forth. And she said, be it unto me according to your word. No doubt whatsoever. She just wanted to make sure and not mess up. Get in her head and try to figure out how this is going to happen. Ha! So you got to watch your questions. And you even got to watch the house. Mary's right on the line there. You and I got to watch that line right there. But I believe she just wanted to stay in the flow of faith and in the flow of how God was doing this. And that's why she asked. Now, am I supposed to go ahead and get married? I believe that's what she's really asking. Am I supposed to go through with consummating the marriage? You know, and the angel clarified, make sure she understood that it was going to happen before she was married. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So getting any help out of the word tonight? We're getting some help out of the word. Praise God. Say it out loud. Heaven doesn't have any questions, just answers. People that are constantly asking doubtful questions, they're not getting them from heaven. They're listening to the devil. Amen. A man of faith no longer takes his thoughts from the enemy, which produces these questions. He's living in the realm of giving the enemy God's answers. Hallelujah. He's living in the realm of answers. But I have what God said, but I don't know the rest. Okay, just keep giving God, keep giving the devil what God said.
Yeah.
But what about what I don't know? Don't bother about what you don't know. Just emphasize what you do know.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you need to know more, God will bring more answers.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. I'm getting some help out of this. You don't know what I'm getting some help out of this about. I'm getting some help. Now, notice in Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it'll be established unto thee, and the light shall shine on thy way. Notice he didn't say, you'll understand everything you're saying, and it'll be established. Amen? No, he's telling you and I to say what the word says, even when we don't understand it. But, I don't know how it's going to happen. You don't have to know how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not your department.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Thou shalt decree a thing. Notice, he didn't say thou shalt understand everything. You just keep it in. You just hold the enemy in the arena of, by his stripes I was healed.
Yeah.
Just keep decreeing it.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But I don't understand how God's going to do it. That's not your department.
Right. Yes.
That's right.
But when? That's not your department. You don't have to answer that question.
Come on now. Come on.
You just say what God said. I am now. Amen. Amen. Well, should I go to the doctor or not? You don't even have to answer that question. You just look inside for the answer. What, you know what I mean by answer that? You don't have to answer. In other words, you don't have to concoct that answer. You just have to follow the answer that's already on the inside of you. The answer is already on the inside of you. So you don't have to get over in the mental at all in faith. You just keep walking out of here, walking out of here, walking out of here, walking out of here. Keep giving the answers. Keep waiting. Like, for example, I won't go there. But praise the Lord. All right. So thou shalt decree a thing. Now the Amplified it didn't say you'll understand everything about how it's going to happen. He just said you say it. Faith says what it doesn't understand. I don't know if you ever thought about that or not. You don't understand all the hows and whys and wherefores and all of that. I've got things that the Lord has just said to me that I'm like, I mean, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my head.
Right.
Is like,
right.
You ever seen a dog that's trying to figure out, you're talking to your dog and he puts his ears up and he's like,
yeah.
You ever seen a dog like that?
Yeah.
God has just said some things to me over the last couple of weeks, and if I get in my head starts doing that.
Good.
But it doesn't bring any answers for me to go like that. I just keep saying, people keep saying, what about that? And I keep saying, the ones that I've talked to, I just keep saying what God said. Yeah, but what about, I don't have to get, what? Yeah. That's not my department.
Right.
I just say what God said.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
Well, how's it going to happen? No. It's take the how off. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. That's it.
It's going to happen.
It's
yeah, but how? That's. Listen, if you keep getting into that mental arena, you'll never be strong in faith.
Yeah.
I want to be strong in faith. Amen. Just agree with God.
Yes.
Just agree with God. Isn't that what Job 22:21 says in the Amplified? Says, agree with God. Agree with God. But I don't understand God. Just agree with Him. I don't understand what He said. Just agree with it. Amen. He told me one day, totally out of the blue, never had this thought in my life.
Uh-huh.
Never once. Uh-huh. Tell your neighbor, never once.
Amen.
I'm minding my own business.
Yeah.
I've never asked God for this.
Uh-huh.
So if you're critical of it, that's your problem. Because it didn't come up out of my head. I never thought it in my life. I never asked God about it in my life.
Come on now.
And I'm just minding my own business. I just spent some time in prayer. Minding my own business. And up out of my spirit says, you're going to have another house.
Praise God.
And he said south direction.
Oh, praise God. Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm like, where? My head could go, where? I mean, why?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
What for?
Yeah.
That's not my, how many of you know that's not my department?
That's right.
My department is just keep saying, okay, I'm going to have a second house.
Yeah. Come on, amen.
Well, house come you need that. There you go, there you go.
Yeah.
Great faith person.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. So don't ask me. I don't have the answer to why. My department just say, I'm going to have another house down south. I'm sure it'll all come clear why. But I don't have that question in my head. I don't even go there. I just say it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Well, how's it come? Yeah. See, people, I don't have much tolerance for that anymore. Anyway, so just agree with God. Tell your neighbor, that's just faith. Just agree with what God said. Don't try to figure it out. All right, Matthew 6:31. Take no thought. So this is really talking to you about the arena that Satan presents doubt to you in. He presents it to your mind in the form of questions. I mean, let me know that's how he did it to Eve. Amen. So it's our learned job to learn his devices and not fall for them anymore. I've had person after person, watch person after person, God dealt with them And sometimes they'll speak it to me out of their heart, and yet their mind hasn't caught up with it yet. They've said, God told me this is my church. Then they start thinking. Well, I mean, I got to drive that far every Sunday? Because maybe they're from some other... Well, I mean, and they just get to thinking. Because their relatives start talking to them. You going to that church? And so they start having these questions, and they start... You know what I'm talking about? And they talk themselves right out of it. If I've seen that once, I've seen it 100 times. If I've seen it 100 times, I've probably seen it about 250 times. That's not an exaggeration. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
People living out of their head rather than living out of here. That's why faith isn't working. Living out of here rather than living out of here. I didn't say their faith's not working because they're not coming to this church. I said they're living out of here rather than living out of here. Come on. Well, that's they're different than the way I usually, way the churches I used to go to, they do things different. And your point? What's the point? Every church does something different. Well, I like it this way. And your point? What does what you like have anything to do with it? Well, I like to swing off the chandeliers every service. I like to fall out under the power every service. And your point?
Yeah.
What does what you like have to do with it?
Yeah. Right. Come on now. Come on now.
Amen. Well, so maybe I'll stick with my notes and won't. So it's a bad spiritual habit. Taking these things into your mind, trying to calculate and figure out, estimate, and amen. You've got to watch. Now, I'm not saying don't be knowledgeable of where you are financially and so forth, but you've got to watch this regarding finances. Say, God will say something to you about something He wants to bless you with, and your mind has no way of understanding how it could ever come to pass. And so you won't say it until you understand it. Well, the Bible didn't say you'll understand it and then you'll say it and it'll come to pass. Remember Job we read? He said, you just say it and it'll come to pass.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Debbie and I have never been able to do anything financially we've done in our lives. I didn't say we didn't do it. I said we've never been able to do what we went ahead and did. Did that go right over their head? And yet people are waiting. When my ship comes in, then I'm going to do it. Well, your ship ain't going to come in. You got to call it in. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Spirit of faith, family, church. So stop taking the habit of taking all the enemy's thoughts and develop a new habit of taking thoughts from God's Word. Jesus said, take no thought saying, in other words, from the enemy, bringing doubt. Don't take thought from the enemy, say. So develop a new habit of taking thought from God's Word and saying it to the doubts of the enemy. In other words, take that same principle that's defeating you, flip it on its head, and start winning. Start walking by faith. Start answering the thoughts and the doubts of the enemy. Amen. Speak what God said to the devil's questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Well, that's the thing. I just don't know what God's saying. Well, here's a whole book full of His sayings. Amen. So, if you're going to take thought for your need, take thoughts from Philippians 4:19. Not from unanswered questions. Amen. Because here's the thing. Remember Jesus said, in Matthew 6:31, take no thought saying, look at it there in the King James, see if I'm right. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What's after that? What's the punctuation? I should have clarified. What's the punctuation? Question mark. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Question mark. Mark this down. Don't ever forget it. Your faith stops at the question mark. Your faith stops at the question mark. Amen. Taking thoughts from questions opens the door to the enemy, actually. And when you entertain his question, what you are doing is you're giving the enemy the opportunity to come and answer his own question. When you start saying, well, where are we going to get the money for that? I'm talking about something God said. Something God, you know, like doing something God said in his word or doing just what comes up out of your heart. Where are we going to get the money for that? When you start answering those questions, what you have just done is you've just opened your mind to Satan because he's the one that brought the question. So when you turn your attention towards that, now you've opened your mind to the one that spoke. And he's standing by to give his own answer. I said he's standing by to give his own answer. And his answer will lead you out of faith, not into faith. How many of you know God's answers lead you into faith? So it gives the devil the opportunity to speak again. Really, to speak to your carnal mind. This is all coming from out here. You realize that. And answer his own question. And really, that answer will bring doubt. It'll be full of doubt. Yeah. It won't have faith in it. It'll have doubt in it. Right. It'll have fear in it. It'll have, you know, because he'll say, where are we going to get the money for that? And you're thinking about that. And he's standing by to give the answer. Yeah. Well, the thing is, you're not going to get the money for that. And here's why. You've never seen that kind of money. And nobody in your family's ever had that kind of money. And you don't have that kind of job. Your income is this. And you can barely pay your bill. And he's just going to bam, 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 bam. Machine gun bullet. Doubt, 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 doubt. You opened your mind to one question and he stood by with answers that'll go for the rest of the week. One opens the door to many. Amen. So, we're really questioning God's ability to provide for us when we say, where are we going to get the money for that? You understand that? And Satan will give us the answer. You're not going to get the money for that. Okay, so praise the Lord. How many of you are catching yourself in some things?
Yes,
you don't have to raise your hand, but have you discovered any areas where you've been listening to the enemy talk?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're not here to condemn anybody. We're here to get our answers tonight.
Amen.
So, you'll notice whenever he gives you his answer, it never settles the issue. It just keeps you anxious, keeps you worried, keeps you fretful and fearful and stressed.
That's right. Come on now.
That's not the life God has ordained for you. God has ordained, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn, there's a big word. Learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's not going to put stress on you. He's going to bring peace. Anything that comes from God will minister peace to you. When you give the devil God's answer, peace starts settling down over you. When you take the enemy's question and then he's standing by to give you his answer, it just puts you in more stress, more anxiety. And before you know it, you're on blood pressure medications and pills and stuff like that. Amen. We don't go down that road because we're on to him. Ha, ha, ha. Amen. Praise the Lord. So say out loud, he's just got endless questions. That's all he's got. Amen. So what Paul here, he's talking to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:4. He said, neither give heed to fables. He's talking about don't preach and minister on things that give people more questions. He's telling ministers to minister on things that settles people, that reassures them. Amen. That settles those questions and gets them back into the peace of God. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Well, did you get anything out of the word tonight? Go to Hebrews 11:8 and we'll close this up. Hebrews 11:8 talks about faith, and actually Abraham's faith. In the Amplified, Hebrews 11:8, urged on by faith. I want to preach on that sometime. Urged on. I get faith urges from time to time. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on.
God didn't speak to me. My faith just wants to get into some. Yeah. Urged on by faith, when he was called, obeyed, and went forth to a place which he was destined to receive as an inheritance, and he went, although he did not know, get this, or trouble his mind about where he was to go. Notice he didn't say, the devil troubled his mind. He said, I don't trouble my, Abraham said, I don't trouble my own mind. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, the devil's just harassing me. Wait. You open the door to it.
Yeah.
Well, pray for me. Well, what's going to happen when I'm done praying and you're on your own?
Come on.
What are you going to do then? You're going to have to learn to get to the place where you take control of your thought life and start answering those thoughts. Otherwise, you're going to have a troubled mind. Amen. So he did not know or trouble his mind. How many of you know that's where the mind gets troubled? It's in the realm of the unknowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went out not knowing where he's going.
Right.
You know, that could mess with your head.
Yeah.
Where are you going? We're going where God said to go. Well, where is that? It's up ahead here.
Yeah,
but where did he say you're going? He said where to go.
Yeah.
People have trouble with that.
Yeah, they do.
See, they're mine. Just you can hear it sometimes. Sometimes when I'm preaching, I look at people and they're like, amen. You ever seen a commercial, or not a commercial, but a cartoon where somebody's working hard on a computer and smoke's coming out? Well, when your mind really starts going, smoke doesn't come out, doubt starts coming out.
So
he didn't know where he's going, nor did he trouble his mind about it. I've had God say things to me that didn't make any sense. But I didn't trouble my mind with it. I just said, well, it's true. Somebody said, explain that. I don't have to explain it. I just say it's what he said. Amen. So faith doesn't mean necessarily that you understand everything perfectly. Got to get a hold of that.
Yes,
faith doesn't mean you understand everything perfectly. We're learning. It just means that you trust God and don't lean to your understanding. And it means you do the right things with what you don't understand. Amen. You refuse to let the unknowns trouble you by refusing to hold them in your mind. That's not what your attention is on. That's not what your mind is on. That's not what your thought life is filled with. Your thought life is filled with God.
Yes.
It's filled with His Word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what you're busy attending to.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Woo. This is living right here. So you don't have to try to answer all the questions of the enemy. You just have to answer one thing. What did God say? What did God say? Praise the Lord. So hold the enemy in that arena. You understand what I mean by that? Don't let him hold you in the mental arena trying to calculate and figure it out. When God says something, the devil's going to make sure that circumstances don't look like it's so. And he'll try to keep getting your attention through those circumstances. You understand that? But what that does is open the door for him to whenever your attention's on, it's open the door for him to say something to you from those circumstances.
Yeah.
And that'll keep you in doubt. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, really, we're just getting to the good part, but we're out of time. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you learned that when your mind doesn't understand something, it starts grasping?
Yep. Yep.
It's looking for something to hold on to.
Yep. Yep.
Turn it toward the Word.
Yep. Amen.
Turn and say, the Bible calls the Word an anchor
yes.
for our souls.
Yes. Yes.
In other words, that can hold your soul steady from going, freaking out. You know what I mean by freaking out? Where are we going to get the money? Your soul wants to freak out. Just anchor it onto the Word. Anchor it onto the Word. When it wants to grasp onto something, give it the Word. Give it the Word. Amen. Stand with me to your feet. Praise the Lord. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said Abraham wasn't weak in faith. It says, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. We could say this, all the questions that his own body's inability produced or caused those questions to come to his mind. He didn't consider those. In other words, he turned away from all those thoughts back. Because notice what it said. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead. He was about 100 years old, now the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, with a strong in faith, giving glory to God. So he kept going back to what God had said, what God had promised, and gave glory to God. When all those questions were coming to his mind, you know, consider this. You're old. Consider this. Sarah's old. And all these thoughts. Consider the fact she never had children when she was young. You understand? Now, you know those things are bombarding his mind. What did he do? He considered not. In other words, he turns his attention away from that and onto what God had said and worship God for it. Worship right in the middle of all the questions. Just worship God for what you do know. Just worship him for what you do know. Hallelujah. 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 You've heard us say, hold the devil in the arena of faith. Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. When he tries to get you out over into all these considerations and these thoughts and mental things, you just say, nope, not going there. Not going there. Not going there. Not going over into my mind. I'm holding you in the arena of faith. That's how you whip it. Amen. I preach myself happy tonight. You know what really starts, where the blessing really starts working, is when you practice this. Between now and you going to bed tonight, there's going to be things hit your mind that are against God's Word. That doesn't mean you need the devil cast out of you. That doesn't mean all. It just means the devil's on the job. He hasn't retired yet. Your job is to not keep those things from coming. Your job is to answer them when they do come. Isn't that right? You can't keep a salesman from coming to your front door, but you can sure keep the door closed to him. You can't keep thoughts from coming to your mind, but you can sure keep your mind closed to him and turn your attention onto the Word. See, that keeps the door closed. Bam. Ah, ha, ha. Somebody give God a shout. Thank God. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight. We worship you tonight. We worship you tonight. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Amen. 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 My heart has been going out to a couple of people I know have been having panic attacks, anxiety attacks, and so forth and so on. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, spend some time talking about the mind. Amen. It's not physical. What you're dealing with is mental. It's controlling your thought life. Amen. Let's do it. What do you say? Let's practice the Word. Let's be doers of the Word. Hallelujah. Somebody said, yeah, but it's such a challenge. There's so much bombarding my mind. When I first started practicing this, it seemed like an impossible task to get a hold of my thought life and to control it. But listen, it's worth every effort you put into it to learn to get a hold of it. It's your mind. It's not the devil's mind. Get a hold of your thought life. And listen, when you get good at it and finally get over into the peace of God, those anxiety attacks will stop. And it doesn't take long. You just have to be persistent, because he's been persistent against your thought life. So you be more persistent than he is. Amen. We're going to hear some testimonies out of doing the Word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Honey, come on up. You got something?
I'm going to gonna stay in the arena of faith. I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, no matter what the devil says, not gonna listen to my head. Gonna stay in the arena of faith. I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith.
Yes.
Amen. Gonna stay in the arena of faith. I'm gonna say what God says. I'm gonna say what God says. Not listen to my head. I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith. Come on. I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith.
Yes, I am.
I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith. Say what God says, not listen to my head. Gonna stay in the arena of faith. When the devil comes talking to me, he says, look at what you feel and what you see. Well, I just take them back to the word. What I have heard, I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith. Well, I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith. I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith. I'm gonna say what God's word says, not listen to my head. I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith. Well, when you wake up in the morning, the sun doesn't want to shine. You don't know what to do. You just whine and whine. Well, you gotta take the word and put it on that thing. You gotta stay in the arena of faith. Oh, I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith. I'm gonna stay in the arena of faith. I'm gonna say what God's word says, not listen to my head. Gonna stay in the arena of faith. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Woo! Glory! 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 Glory, 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 glory. Praise God. Do you remember last Wednesday night we were talking about that arena of faith? Hold the enemy. Don't let him get you outside of the circle. See, this is just a series, isn't it?